שייך הסביבי. זה ניקור תדיון. שולח לי מרוק ולרב לזר ולרב לזר. בני עודו מעיד עם עולאי וביודה עם מי סכום למרוכוס. מר. So in other words, he had enemies who are trying to hurt him, and he was in a position, Maruki was in a position to be turned them over the Malchus. Siotik v'kotzaplei, omarti eshmerot rochai mechatei b'ushein, eshmeri l'pi machsei v'idrosho l'negdei, afo pi sherosho l'negdei, eshmero l'pi machsei. So in other words, so even as against the Roshe, so you're not allowed to turn him over the Malchus. Sholach leiko mitzarali tuve, v'lemetzim, I mean, they hurt me so much. It's impossible to bear the Yisurim that they caused me. So, Sholach lei, deim ladishem v'yischel lei, deim ladishem v'hu yapilim lecho chalolim chalolim. Hashkim v'hariv aliyin l'bis ha-medresh, v'hein calling Malian. Hadoba Yotzeb Pirab Lezer, we know Lignive, he was the Dahu Gavre, the first. So, Bikula. So, without Marukve turning over Gneve to Malchus, but he was apprehended anyway. Now, the Posig, Deim Adishem Vishelele. So, the Pshutish of Mikro is, I mean, Rashi mentions two pshatim. One pshat in Deim is that means kavei and kavei l'adishem, hope unto God. And then he says v'deinash and minachem im saruk pirshu the Deim is motion being silent, like vayidim arim. So v'ischelelei. So again, ischelelei. Also, Rashi also says v'ischelelei. The pshutish of mikro of v'ischelelei is that you should hope, you should place confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the pshutish of mikro. But the Rashi is deim dorish deim kmo idimdum echam twilight. So that means Hashkim v'hariv aleihem. In other words, he should go to the Bisa Medresh, Bisa Knesses in the morning and the evening and be and Memele v'hem kolim aleihem. So what does it mean Memele v'hem kolim aleihem? So one pshat is Hashkim v'hariv aleihem, that he told him that he has a right to be mispaler le'akodesh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should mete out retribution against Gnei. The other pshat is not that he told him that it's all right to be mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should mete out retribution against Gnei. I mean, that would involve klole. In other words, when you ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish a certain person who does him harm, so that's not the ideal thing. Even in regard to a person who does him so much harm. So the other pshat is, in other words, that he shouldn't verbalize any prayers against Gneiv, but he should go to the Bismetresh, the basic material, Mimele the Rebbeinu Shalom take care of all his problems. All right, now, Rashi. Hoyimdi malai lecharev oligadi, uviyodi lemeischon kia viyodi lahalshin aleihem, lenegdi mirivaini umaknitein. Gneivi, hoyachelikol, if he was the enemy of Maruk, kula shalshele shal barzel, sheneisnim shom hamuchtobim lemalchus laagidu. Hamuchtobim lemalchus laagidu. Now, I mentioned last time what the Miri says. So yes, the kasha. So the Miri assumed that Gneve was himself a Mossad. I mean, the wrong that he kept on doing to Marukveh consisted of Gneiveh constantly denouncing Marukveh to the Malchus. He wasn't just an ordinary Roshi. He was a Roshi Gomo, a Moser. So, and still, Rebbe Elazar told Marukveh that he has no right to be Maseir the Moser the Malchus. Now, Haminim v'Amoserim is Meridim l'Mailim. So he has the Kasha v'Yishayalim bo. V'Ale Amoser v'Michol HaMeridim hu. Vilomo micho biode, virafkane name chazinon bisein bo bekame, di shamte likui dechat. The Gemara tells at the end of bekame that someone tried to master a Jew. So Rafkane killed him, shamte likui. So if it is mutea to kill him, osea, why should it be osea to be meiser him l'malchus? Yesh li tarzim bei, shekom shemikom okeim, Tchilo Rol Harbis Olam Bitfilo. In other words, it's true that in Moser you can kill. In other words, if there is no other, as a last resort, so in order to save the community from the Moser, so then you can even resort to this drastic measure. But you certainly, one is not allowed to be hasty in killing the Moser. And so here he advised him, try all other remedies, try tefillah, and then maybe that will be effective. Because it's not mashma. In other words, so we see that many Rishonim applied this Gemara to Moser. Of course, Gemara doesn't say Moser. Rashi doesn't say Moser. You know, just it was just insulting and abusing him. And maligning Marukveh, not Moser, but that's Rashi Shita. But the Arishenim who understood this Gemara to apply to a Moser. So he says, and it's mashma that Rabbi Elazar told Marukveh that under no circumstances he can inform. He can denounce Gneiveh to the Malchus. Under no circumstances. Not that he didn't say, be patient. Try other remedies. Maybe you'll be helped. So, in other words, he told him in categorical terms that under no circumstances can he master, can he denounce the name to the Malchus. So, Mele, that's, so if he's in Moser, so under certain circumstances, if there is no other alternative, so then it should be Mutem. So he says, "V'nira kein shalui b'muchlet hu meichem yodei, ve'im asher yishtadel likvam shumro, lo mashim neisim mosum mikach." That he should be slow in doing it. V'yesh mifoshim shelo hoyu eilu hamatzirim lo imafsidim lo iklum behedi, elu shemitzarim neisim b'divreihem uva'asokov ad she'efsheh she'gem lo hefse, v'hu shoma mitzarim. So that's like Rashi's pshat. That some would say that Gneiveh was not in Moser. He was just maligning Marukveh. He was just hurting Marukveh. Not a Moser. So he rejects that. So he says, Rav Zeyne Miral, Sha'afulo yomir la'atzmi heta b'kach, machmasar dvorn nibizenes. So it's inconceivable that it should occur to the mind of Marukveh that he should master a Jew just because that Jew maligns him. That's inconceivable. El Shehirali. So in other words, he says the Miri that Gneiveh was a Moser. So the question is, Moser is Meridim L'Mailim. So why did he tell him in categorical terms that he cannot master him? It's Meridim L'Mailim. אלו שאיר לי שעל במוסר הגומו, אף על פי שהוא בכלל מרידים, מכל מוקי מיני מייסרי לאיסי ממלכוס, שאם כן אף המוסרי מייסי, נעשו מסורס עולו, וכל מיני מסורס מחוורים ורחוקי, אפילו בדרך ניקומי, אלו שאם יחילים לחפתי ולרידי בשום מיני הקויס וכבולס איסי. So he says, even a Moser, so it was Osir. So it was Osir, and he was told in categorical terms that he cannot masam. But there is aloche of Meridim Lemaili. Now, in the aloche of Meridim Lemaili, there is a machlekes between Rambam and Teisves on one hand, and the Rach and the Rosh on the other hand. According to the Rambam, so the aloche of Meridim Lemaili implies that if Maharike B'Yodayim is mutar under certain circumstances, it doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem that you are allowed to go out on the street and kill a minimum Muslim. But it means under certain circumstances. And as the Teisve, as the Piske Teisve in Amrizore, you won't find it in the regular Shas, because the censorship took it out. But if you have an old Shas that has not been subjected, you know, to the control of the censorship, so you'll find it. That Meridim Lemaili, the Piske Teisve says, means that if there is Itzira Hashor, so the Migda Milse, so we can apply drastic measures against minimum Muslim. What's the aloche of minimum Muslim? So when, I don't have the Cheshmishpat here, but when the Shulchan Aruch mentions the Simen Shin Peches, the aloche of minimum Muslim, Meridim Lemaylin and the Mechaba Paskins, like the Rambam Teisves, that Meridim Lemaylin means even Yodai. There are more Paskins, like the Rach and the Rosh, that Meridim Lemaylin means only Minyas Atzole. And what does it mean, Minyas Atzole? In other words, if there is a Sulam Bebeya, and so under certain circumstances, if there is a Tzera Hashor, he is allowed to take out the Sulam. That's Minyas Atzole. Not Gome. Gome is also a Sam. Gome is like Harigev Yadai. But this kind of Gome, of Minyas Atzole, and the Meir in Avrizori, it's Mashma from his washing, that according to these Rishayim who say that Meridim Lemaylin only implies a heter of Minyas Atzole if there is a Sulam in the Beria, so only if the Sulam belongs to him. Only if it's his Sulam. So then he's taking away his Sulam. So it's not even a Grom of Ritzich, he's just taking away his Sulam. In other words, let's say Shimon is a Musa. And Reuven's ladder happens to be in the Beya. And Shimon happens to be in that Beya. So Reuven, under certain circumstances, Litzera Hashor, Lemida Milse, is allowed to take away his own Sulam. Not if it's not his Sulam. Because then it's Mamish Gromer of Ritzich. And Gromer of Ritzich comes within the love of Lisiyotzach. There is a Ptur of Mrs. Bez, but it comes within the love of Lisiyotzach. So in other words, according to the Rach and the Rosh, minimum Muslim are not Mufke of the love of Lisiyotzach. According to the Rambam and Teisves, minimum Muslim are Mufke of the love of Lisiyotzach. Are Mufke of the love of Lisiyotzach. So Mimele, according to the Rach and the Rosh, minimum Muslim are not Mufke of the love of Lisiyotzach. But they are Mufke of Lisamet al Dam Reach. So Mimele, Minyas Atzole, does not come under the love of Lisiyotzach. It's not even considered as a Grom of Ritzich. As a matter of fact, there is a Gemara in Bolokami. What's the difference whether it's his Sulam or somebody else's Sulam? The Gemara in Bolokami Daf Chavor Amud Bey, he says as follows: V'yomar Rav, Zora Kli Mireish Agag, V'hoyu Tacht of Korim Uchsoseis, Bo Acher V'Silko, Oikidim V'Silkim Potter. So if, let's say, somebody is Zere Kelem Mireish Agag, but they are Korim Uchsoseis, So the keli will not become broken. So then another person, when he sees that the keli is falling, so before it falls on the pillows, he takes away the pillows. So the mele, it falls, it strikes the ground. So the keli breaks. So he's potter. Now the Rif says that this is not a libud hilchas Rabbis din, because in Hagezel, in Perik Hagezel, so there is a machlekes whether Gami is chayev or Gami is potter. What is Gami? Gami is also a certain kind of gomi. So there is a difference between Gami and gomi. So, but Gami is also a certain type of gomi. Some Rishonim say the distinction between Gami and gomi, it consists that Gami is bori ezeike, gomi is not bori ezeike. Some Rishonim say that the distinction between Gami and Gome is that whereas in Gami, so it's an immediate cause. It's a Gome, but an immediate cause. So in Gome, that's Gami. So Gome means a remote cause. Whatever the reason is, some Rishonim say that Gami consists of a Gome that is done in the Dovar HaNizek itself. But if it's not done in the Dovar HaNizek, so then it's Gome and it's what? But the distinction between Gami and Gome, that's only Ligabi Mazik. Ligabi Ritziche, there is no distinction between Gami and Gome. So every Gami, Gome and Gami is the same thing. Only in regard to Mazik Momen, there is a distinction between Gami and Gome. But in regard to Ritziche or Chavole, there is no distinction between Gami and Gome. So Gami and Gome is the Zainha. Now, so the Rif says that Rabbi's Din, Rabbi in the Shitosi, because Rabbi holds that Gami is potter. But we pass like Reb Meir in Hagezel Kame, that Gami is Chayev, some Mele, if Ruve throws down, drops a Kele Merish Agad, and then the Akorim Chsoseis on the ground, and then Shimen, and then Shimen says, it takes away the Korim and the Chsoseis. The Korim the Chso says, so the one who takes away the Korim the Chso says, is Chayim. The one who takes away the Korim the Chso says, is Chayim. Why? Because it's Gami. So then, that's what the Rif says. And many Rishonim say the same thing. That was the Rambam also passes, that the one who takes away the Korim the Chso says, is Chayim, because we pass Gami is Chayim. And Rabbi is Lishitosei, who says that Gami is Potter. So then the Shemuk Betzes. He on this Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Meir Misakute, one of the Rishonim. So he says, when is it chayev alibed hilchase? Only if the Korim d'chso says do not belong to the Misalik. But suppose someone dropped a kele, Mirei Shagag, and that kele couldn't break because there were blankets, there were pillows on the ground. And so the owner of the Korim the Chsosis took it away, even though as a result of the removal of the Korim the Chsosis, so the Kele of a certain person broke. So then he's brought up because it's his Korim the Chsosis, it's his property. So in other words, so we see that isn't even Gromit. In other words, it's not Gami itself. It's not even Gromit. So, because he's taking away his own. So in other words, the Rishonim, the Rach and the Rosh, who say that Meridu Lemayel only implies Minias Hatzoleh, they hold that minimum Mosrim are not Mufke of the Yisrael of Lisirtzach. But they are only Mufke of Lisamed Adam Rach. So Minias Hatzoleh comes within the love of Lisamed Adam Rach. Mashein Kein, so, Limigdamil says, so it is sometimes muta. It is sometimes muta. Mashein Kein, Ritzichab Yodayim, that's Lisiyotzoch. So the love of Lisiyotzoch applies to minimum Muslim as well. The Shite Zarambam and the Shite of Teisves is that Meridim means even Biyodayim. Even Biyodayim. Why? Because according to the Rambam Teisves, so Minim and Muslim are mufke of the love of the Sirtzach. A mufke of the love of the Sirtzach. And the Chinuch, again, the censorship took it out, on the love, in Parshas Yisrei, in Parshas Yisrei, and so, on the love of the Sirtzach, so he says, that Minim and Mosrim do not come within the love of this Yerzoch because Aveit Rishoyim Rino. Because Aveit Rishoyim Rino. So in other words, Aveit Rishoyim Rino implies that they are Mufke of the love of this Yerzoch. Love of this Yerzoch. Now, but still, the Rav Amiri and the Rambam Mirin Ruchim says the same thing in the third Chelek, in the third book, that the Aloche that by Minim, so it is mutal here they son to be ma'abit they son. That's only if there is a tzeirah hashom. And the Miri says in Rokame, the end of Rokame, only if dele hador. That means the tzibo, because dele hador represents the tzibo. Only if the dele hador amar be umdeis, and they all feel that it is indispensable for the hatzole of the club. So what kind of aloha is it? So even without Migda Milsa and even without Dile Ador being Marble Mundays. So as I said last time, in discussing the Teisves, Hashtag Behemter Shal Tzadik, in other words, that even without Lisiyotzoch, so there is Aloche, if somebody is Mirim Yad in Ritzich, if he's Mirim Yad in Akoye, so he's just a Rosh. But if he's Mirim Yad in Ritzich, even without Lisiyotzoch, so he's Chayiv Misal Shemayim, because it comes within the posik of Shefer Damo, Dombo, Dom Domisha. As a matter of fact, the Nuki Yisem, Mukiyesef in Shmues says, in regard to the Rambam, that the Rambam says that if somebody took his Shmue to not sleep for 3 days or not to eat for 7 days, it's a Shmue Hashom, because it's a Nishba Bidogo Shiev Shabir Likayim. Mukiyesef, the Ram, they both say it. So the Rambam says it's Yeshua Hashom because it's Dovah Sheyef Shalom Likayim. So the Ram is Masik and the Ram and Mukiyesef are Masik and the Rambam. Why is Nishba Shalom Yechol Shiva Yomim Dovah Sheyef Shalom Likayim? Vishlaim if he's Nishba Shalom Yishan Gimel Yomim. So it's Dovah Sheyef Shalom Likayim because he'll fall asleep by himself. It's beyond his control. But if he takes his Shmue, not to eat 7 days, that's within his control, but he'll endanger his life, he might die as a result of not eating, of starving for 7 days. So that's not Dovah Sheyef Shalom Likayim. So then he says, and it is Yeshua Hashom, because like on the basis of Nishba Levatal Samitzvah, because if he starves and he doesn't eat and then he endangers his life, so he comes within the posik of Shefer Damo Dom Bo Dom Dom Mishafich. And the Medrash says, and the Rambam also mentions that in Perigris of Chesketzicha Shmiras Nefesh, that if somebody kills himself, he commits suicide, he is also, it also comes within the posik of Shefer Damo Dom Bo Dom Dom Yishofich. In other words, if he kills Afahir Gesatzmei, that's in Medrash Rabbe. Afahir Gesatzmei comes. So the Miki Yisef and the Rambam, they say, this, if somebody goes on his starvation diet, and because of that he endangers his life, so he's also Chayiv Misal Hashemayim. So Bishleim, if a person shoots himself, if he commits suicide, so then he's able to see himself. Because he killed him. So the Lisir Tzach applies to Arias Atzmi too, not only to Arias Achir. Hey, as the Rambam says, that a Nefesh Kinyoni Shal Atzmi, a person has no title in his own Nefesh. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to himself. No person has a right over himself to hurt himself. So, if he commits suicide, he shoots himself, or he takes poison. He takes poison like the members in the commune, you know, under the leadership of Reverend Jones. So then it's ritziche. But when a person goes on a starvation diet, what kind of ritziche is there? He doesn't do anything. So we see from that, from the Ran and Muki Yisef, we see that the Shefer Damo Dom Bo Dom Dom Yishofich is not based upon the Yisef of Lisiyotzoch. Even without Lisiyotzoch. In other words, the halacha is that if a person on the shoes is Miyabi the Nefesh, whether it's me'abit nefesh acherim or is me'abit nefesh atzmei, even without any ma'is, when it's completely sheva taise, he is chayv misal shamayim. So memele, minimum mosfen, according to the Rambam and Teisves, a mufti of the love of lisiyotzoch, but still, there is a loche of amir and yadol chavir and nikroroshe. So as I mentioned last time, so even Dosan Baviron were showing Gmurim. And according to the Yireim, there is no love of Yisif Lakese. And then it was before Matan Torah too, I mean. So it's not based upon the Yisir, Hakud, the love of Akoye. If a person without Rishus is Mirim Yad is Rosh, against anyone, Israel, Akum, even against the Mirim, without Rishus is Rosh, if somebody is Mirim Yad, except if he has Rishus. So Bezdin have Rishus to be Mirim Yad, to use force. But someone whom the Torah didn't give Rishus to use force, if he uses force, he's a Rosh. It's possible it is too. It's mentioned. So Mimele, but that's Aramis Yad, any ordinary Aramis Yad. If someone just slaps the other person's face, so he's a Rosh. But if he's Meirim Yad in Ritzichem, so not only is he Roshi, so he's Chayiv Misal HaShemayim without Ritzirtzoch. So Meirim minimum Moschim HaMufti of Ritzirtzoch, but he has no Rishus, but Bezdin L'Migdamil Se has Rishus, Bezdin Makim Ve'inshi. So has Rishus. So only the Gdeli Ador, and the Keach of Bezdin is also based upon the Keach HaTzibur. Because Bezdin represents Tzibur. So Mele, that's why the Miri says, only if they daily adore are Marbe Biyum days. So then they have Rishus. The Miri says, otherwise, even though they are not even Lisirtzoch, because minimum Muslim are Mufti of Lisirtzoch, but they are Chayiv Misal HaShemayim. Now, the Chazni says, and it's very important to be mefarsing this Chazni, in order that people shouldn't abuse Divrei Chazal. So the Chazni says that today the whole halacha of Meridim L'Mailin Ligabi Minim is not Shaykh. The Chazni Shinyodeh, he says, because the whole halacha of Meridim L'Mailin, he says, because the halacha of Meridim L'Mailin is only to be Matzal the Tzibur. So if, let's say, there are just a few Minim, and the bulk of Klal Yisrael are Yireim Ushleimim, so then through drastic measures you can be Matzal the Tzibur. But today, if someone would resort to these drastic measures instead of being Matzal the Tzibur from Hefzid Amun, on the contrary, he'll spread up the courses. So Memele, it is Ritzichem. So according to Chaznish, even though he doesn't say it, but according to Chaznish, it is even Yisirtzach too, even according to the Rambam and Tesis. Why? Because the Chaznish doesn't say, but he says that it's a great avera today to resort to Meridim L'Mailin, because the only recourse to Meridim L'Mailin is for the purpose of saving the cloud, not if it has an opposite effect. Now the Rosh Rambam is, now, the Rambam has a halacha in Cheschev Mazik. He says, in Perikhes in Cheschev Mazik, halacha Yudalev, also a Moser, a Shazom, a Mumosa, yearly she also a herge, Elim Kin, who's a glimpseer, Harize Yonish, Shemo Yimser Acher, Umaisim Bechovzman, Biori Hamarov, Laanish Amosrim. שהוזקו למסי המומים בני אודם ולמסי המוסחים בידי וכחובים ליום שום ולקיסום וליוסחום כפרישום. So what does it mean? Lakesa means chavol. Liosa means to put them in prison. So he can be meisa them, liyadim kechovim, that they should be put in prison. The Muslim. So, and he says, and what does it mean? Onshom, onshom means if misa. If misa. In other words, if. It all depends upon the Tzir HaShoh. If the Tzir HaShoh is just that the Moser should be put in prison, so then we have no right to do something else. But if the Tzir HaShoh is such that they have to be executed, a certain Moser, in order to save the cloud, so it's necessary to have them executed, to have the Moser executed, then it's even Muter. Even that is Muter. I mean, it's mentioned that Rabbi Yosef of Migash, at one time, there was a certain Moser in Spain, and who was doing so much harm to the community. So Rabbi Yosef of Migash, Anin Kippur, he passed it, that Anin Kippur should be executed in order to save the Klal from Sakonis Nefoshis. So, in other words, if Deli Ador, Amar Bebehundeis, and it seems that this is the only solution. So that's why the Rambam says, "V'limse ha'moschim v'yadim chovim le'onshom u'la'keisom u'le'osrom kifirishom." What do you mean kifirishom? According to the Tzir HaShoh, a moser is a moser. I mean, what is chayach? A good moser, a bad moser. In other words, according to the Tzir HaShoh. Then he says, "V'chein kol ha'meitzar li'tzibo u'mtzaron." So that's a new halacha. It's mentioned in the Chumas again. Avon nitzar yochid osu l'osrei. That's the Aro Gemor in Gittin. Bnei Odi Moim dinolak. So in other words, so the Miri says that he has reference to Moser. That is Gemor itself in the Moser. But the other Rishenim will say, no, not Moser, but Rashi. Chagif, Ligadif, he just... Gnevi was just maligning Marukvi. So it was also. But if, in other words, to be Meiseir, someone with Nitzar Yochid, the Mitzayah Yochid, is also Leisrei. But a Mitzayah Ratzibo, so it is Muta Lemeisrei. It is Muta Lemeisrei. So in other words, someone who endangers the whole cloud through his criminal activities. So then, if there is a Tzir HaShoh, so it's mutal mos. It's mentioned someone who is isik b'ziyufei mois, in other words, who coins counterfeit money, and because of that, the malchus will issue gzeres against the cloud. So then, the Tzir HaShoh it's mutal mesan. So one second. So the Rambam says, v'chein kol ameitzar litzibur umtzaron. Mutal Mosre biyadim de Kehovim, La Kese Uli Osre Uli Konse. Uli Konse. So here I got, in respect to Mosea, so he says, Umaisim beholds man, Gore Amav of Nanisha Moslem, she was called him Semom Neodom, Vilim Sera Moslem Yadim de Kehovim, Leon Shamula Kese, or Mulos from Kifirishon. So he mentions Kifirishon, according to Tzir HaShoh. But, so, according to Tzir HaShoh, it's muter not only la kese ul osrei, but it's muter even li onshom. Onshom means mise. Onshom means capital punishment. Mise mamish. Mashein came, and then he says, v'chein kol ameitzar li tzibor umtzaron is muter li mosrei biyadev kichovim la kese ul osrei ul ikonsei. So here he doesn't say li onshei. He just says la kese, that means chavole, li osrei prison, ul ikonsei, that's monetary fine. But Leon Shea doesn't say. So it's not the same aloche as Meridim Lemailin. By Moser it's aloche, by Minim Moser it's aloche of Meridim Lemailin. And that implies even a heter under certain circumstances, Leon Shem too. Here, Leon Shem not. And only Lakese, Leosre, or Lekonse. But Leon Shea doesn't mention. Now, in the Chishmishbet, when Mechaber mentioned the aloche of Meridim Lemailin by Minim and Mosrim, so the Beragi, and then he says also in the same simen that Hamitzayir Hatzibur Mutar Lemosre Lemalchus, So the Biragiro and the Birago say that the Mokir for this aloche, that Mitzayir Atzibo is Mutal Mosfeli Malchus, is the Gemore in Abrizore of the Chavov of Haminim Vamosrim Rinu Lemay. So in other words, what is the aloche? And that is mentioned in the Rambam too. The Rambam in Hilchos Abrizore. The Rambam says in Perikud Mihilches Avilischovim Haloch Ale Avol Hamoslim Vabikosim Yisrael Hoyodin Leabdom Biyad Uliridon Ad Beer Shachas Mitnei Shehoyu Mitzirim LeYisrael Umisirim Esom Achri Adishem. In other words, because both Minim and Moslim are considered as Mitzar HaTzibur, a Min is considered the Mitzar HaTzibur on a spiritual level, and the Moser is considered a mitzayer tzibur on his physical level. So in other words, so we see from the Rambam, as the Gros says in the Biragelo, that the whole heter of Meridon Lemailin is based upon mitzayer tzibur. But then the question arises, as the Gros and the Biragelo say, so Meridon should be muter to be meiser a mitzayer tzibur, let's say someone with Isik Biziv Shtores. So, Bizif Matbeis. So it should be muta. It should be muta to be meiser him Leon Shom also. And the Rambam says that the Moser and the Min, under certain circumstances, is muta to be meiser beyond the Chovim Leon Shom. Leon Shom ulakeisom losor kiperishom. V'chinko ameitza litzibur umtzaron muta le Moser beyond the Chovim lakeisei liosri ulikansi. So the answer is very simple. You see, there are two aloches. One aloche is that minimum Muslim are mufke of Nisirzik. They are mufke of Nisirzik. Not only of Lisamid al Tamrach, or according to the Rambam, they are mufke of Nisirzik as well. According to the Rach, so they are only mufke of Lisamid al Tamrach, or not of Nisirzik. But according to the Rambam, they are mufke of Nisirzik. Because as the Chinuch says, because Avit Rishon Rino. But then there is aloche of Mirim Yad. And Mirim Yad even Akoye. So he's a Roshe. And the Aromes Yad in Ritziche, so it's not only Roshe. So there is a Chiyuv Mislim Shemaim, Shevadam Odom, Bodom, Dom Yishofich, without a Niser of Ritziche, without a Rav of Ritziche. So Mimele, there is a difference between Mitzari Atzibur and Minimum Mosri. Mitzari Atzibur are not Mufke of Ritziche. So Mimele, since they are not Mufke of Nisirzoch, so it's also to be Meiser them. Leonshon. Even if there is a Tzeir HaShon. It's also, there is a limit. Only it's Muta Mitzayir Atzibo, so Bezden has Rishus to use force against them. Force short of Ritzich. Mashein came by Minim and Moslem. So it's, they are Mufke of Nisirzoch, according to Rambam. But then, even though they are mufke of Nisirzoch, but there is a loche of Aromes Yad without Rishus. So Mimele, as to Minim and Mosrim, so under certain circumstances, Lisirach Hasho, Bezden has a keyach, has a Rishus, even to be Meisa then Rabi. But, Ligabi, because Minim and Mosrim are also Mitzar HaTzibur. But besides the aloche that minimum Muslim are Mitzar HaTzibur, so minimum Muslim, according to the Rambam, are mufke of Lisirzach. Are mufke of Lisirzach. Now, so naturally, to resort to Meridun Lemailin, even according to the Rambam Shite, Achshav Bizman Hazeh, so certainly there is no Tzeir HaShoah, on the contrary, there would be the greatest Michshu for Yadus if we resort to such drastic measures. But I think that what the Chazanish says is not only that we have no issues. Today, since there are so many, unfortunately, who are not mining HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, so mele there is a Nisirzach also. As the Chazanish says, when are the Mufke of Nisirzach? If there are just a few. But if unfortunately there are so many, who are kefir by the Shem of Bitterose, so Mimele, they are not Mufke of Nisirzoch either. Why? Because, let's see a certain Gemore The Chazanish doesn't mention it, but that's the derech of the Chazanish. Not to mention the Mekiris. Now, the Chiyuch says in Parashas Yisrei that the reason as to why minimum Moschim are mufkof l'sirtzoch is because of Avit Rishonim. So in other words, wherever the Aloche, to whomever the Aloche of Avit Rishonim applies, so he's mufkof l'sirtzoch, according to the Rambam Tezos. Now, there is a Gemore in Sanhedrin that could Yudalev or Medalev Beliz. The Hemshech is not a base. By Maya Meshe, by Yikit Arzo, by Yishtoch. By Yishtoch. So, in other words, after Meshe was mispalled, so, and his tefillah was accepted, so, by Maya Meshe, by Yikit Arzo, by Yishtoch. Maro Meshe, by Maya Meshe. What did he see? Reb Chanina ben Gamle Oma Erech HaPayro. Why was he Mishtach Vela Kodesh Baruch Hu? Because he took notice of the midah of Erech HaPayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Rabbonu Amre Emeso, he was mishtachve because he took notice of the midah of Emes, Rav Chesed Emes. Tani kimandom Erech HaPayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is vayishtachvu because Moshe Rabbeinu took notice of the midah of Erech HaPayim. The Tanya, it's a galite. The Tanya kisholo meishel mori, motzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyeshi v'keisi. Erech HaPayim, Omer Lifonof Ribbeinu Shalayim, Erech HaPayim Tzadikim, Omer Lei Avdu Rishoyim, Omer Lei Rishoyim Yireidu. So, when the Ribbeinu Shalayim told Moshe Rabbeinu at first, that the Ribbeinu Shalayim is an Erech HaPayim, that he resorts to the mite of Erech HaPayim, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, you only have to resort with that mite of Erech HaPayim in respect to Tzadikim. In respect to Rishon, now, Omalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu after Rishon. Omalei, so, Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rishon Yevei. Why resort to the midah of Erech HaPayim in respect to Rishon? Omalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Hashtechoz Yismaydi Meboyoch. You will see that you'll have to resort to the midah of Erech HaPayim even in respect to Rishon. Kishchotu Yisroel, this dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu took place before the Chet of the Eagle and before the Chet of the Meraglim. So Kishchotu Yisroel, and then when Klal Yisroel became involved in the Aveira of the Eagle, not just Yechidim, but Klal Yisroel, on the Aveir of the Meragli, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was mispowered on behalf of Klal Yisroel. Omalei, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rui kacho marto v'yerech hapayim ha-tzadikim. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you mispowered that I should spare Klal Yisroel? Didn't you say that Erech HaPayim, the midah of Erech HaPayim has to be applied only to tzadikim, not to Rishoyim, now? Now it's Rishoyim. They're in the Avrizore. Omer Lifonof Ribbeinu Shel Olam. V'loi kach amarto li after Rishoyim. V'hayni nichsi v'ato in connection with the Meragli. V'ato yigdol moke yachad Hashem. Kasher dibarto li. So what's the pshat? So there is Tiras Chaim. Rabbi Chaim Shur is one of the G'day Le'achim. So the Tiras Chaim of Sanhedrin. So he said as follows. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, Rishoyim Yevei? Why did he say, who gave Moshe Rabbeinu the right to say, Rishoyim Yevei? He has the right to say, Rishoyim Yevei? It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to decide whether Rishoyim should remain in existence or Yevei. But, because there is Aloche, Avet Rishoyim Vino, so Moshe Rabbeinu just mentioned his own Aloche, that's also Aloche Avet Rishoyim. So he said, Rishon Yevedu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, after Rishon. Why? But there is halachas. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say after Rishon? Avin Rishon Rino, so it's a kashi. The answer is the Ribbono Shel Olam is an Erech Apayim, the Tzadikim Mul Rishon. But if there aren't many Rishonim in the world, just a few, and through the Misa of the Rishonim, the few Rishonim, so we can get, so there will be a means, so we'll be able to attain Hatzolei of the Klal. So then it's Aved Rishonim Rino. But in other words, when do we say Aved Rishonim Rino? Only when there are a few Rishonim. But if unfortunately there are many, so then it's Erech HaPayim Achad Rishon. So Memele, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, when can we say Aved Rishonim Rino? When there are only a few. But when there are many, so then we don't say Aved Rishonim Rino. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Misosom Shel Rishon. So in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz even Misosom Shel Rishonim a few too. But then if it's only a few, so it involves the Atzolah of the cloud. The Nazis, to be in Moscow to the Nazis, you don't have to resort to the aloha of Moscow in Meridian and Milan. Then it's Chilev Mamesh. If somebody is in Moscow of Nefoshes Mamesh, then he's like Chilev HaChaver Lehoge. So then, every Yochid, if he is able to save the Neodem by killing the Reichs, of course he can do. You're not talking about these Muslims. What Nefoshes Mamesh? Well, I don't know. I don't believe these stories, and then I don't know who passed it like that. I don't believe these stories of here. No, I don't know. I don't believe these stories. Anyway, so Mimele, so the Pshat, Elishihir Ali, Shach HaMoser, Pshat HaMoser HaGom, Aval Pishe Hu Bichlau Meridim, Mikol Mokim in Meisle Yisrael Malchus, Shimkin HaMoser Meisei, Nasru Misuves Olam, וכל מיני מסוגס מחירורים ומרוחוקים, אפילו בדרך ניקום, אלא שאין יוכי, אם שניחים אל נחפתי ולרידי, בשור מיני הקויס וחבולס, איזס. But מרידו למיילין, the answer is, מרידו למיילין, as the mirror himself says, מרוקמי, only if there is a צרך השור, and if there is a door, אמר בין ביומדס. In other words, it's only if it's indispensable for the Hatzol of the cloud. But here we told him, it wasn't indispensable for the Hatzolei of the cloud. It was indispensable for the Hatzolei of Marukmi himself. So Mimele, under such circumstances, so you're not allowed him to master. A Muslim. This is what the Mir means. But where it is indispensable, where the Mesira is indispensable for the Hatzolei of the cloud, then it's Aloche of Mechidim Lemali. This is the Pshat in this Mir. Now, there is a Gemore in Abrizore, also in Broches, and it's also in Sanhedrin. It's in a few places, the same Gemore. Similar to this Gemore. But in this Gemore, so only the Miri says that Gneiva was in Mosa. But the other Gemore, so the Gemore says that there was in connection with the Mim. Gemara in Abizore Dav Dalet on Beis, it's also in Broches Dav Zayin and also in Sanhedrin Dav Kufei, the same Gemara. So Gemara says there is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi have mitzayale aunine b'koy. There was a certain man who kept on tormenting him with psukim. In other words, he was a mesis in Madiach la Abizore, and he probably was one of the early Christians, Jewish Christians, because he was Mitzayah Rabbi Shimon ben Levi with Psukim. I mean, the old pagans didn't use Psukim, only the Neitzrim, the early Neitzrim, so they used Psukim. So he tried to be Mitzamtzim Shazami Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to curse him. So then, when that moment took place of Shazami Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he fell asleep. So the Gemara said, the Omar, so Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Shema mino, lav irach arel mi vidoche, virach amo val kol maasov ksiv. וכסיב גם אני של הצדיק לא יתן. So in other words, that means that even in mean, you're not allowed to curse. He tried, he wanted to curse him at a certain moment. At a certain moment. So he fell asleep. Why? Because it's not a proper thing. So, Teisa says, Kashe, but Minim is Meridim Lemailim. So he says, so Teisa says, Kilo hoyoloi litcheik b'nei shomayim, ulehanish mi sheinem reitzin lehanish. Afar pishe bizman habayis, hoyomuta lehege b'yodayim. That's Teisa Shit. Now, so why does Teisa say bizman habayis? So that's Teisa says, in other words, that the halacha of Meridim Lemailim, and again, the halacha of Meridim Lemailim is only bizman sheyad yishoy b'yodayim. So Teisa says in Al-Bizor, when is there a heter of Meridim Lemailim, even if there is a terashah, only bizman sheyad yishoy b'yodayim. But if bizman sheyad yishoy b'yodayim, or not? So when he says bizman habayis, he means bizman sheyad yishoy b'yodayim. So what does it mean, bizman habayis, bizman sheyad yishoy b'yodayim? If it's not yad yishoy b'yodayim, so then he can be put in prison. Teisa doesn't have to mention it. Now, the Rambam is the Loshna Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Melechas Ritzeach Shmiras Nefesh, Aloche Yud. Ha-pikosim ve-mei b'yab li-zore, o yorei se-averes la-hachis, ha-firo ochal nivelo ilo la-shapnes la-hachis, ha-riz ha-pikeres, v'she-kefri mitero v'mvuro, hoyo mitzmo le-hor, im yeish bi-yodei keach le-hor gom b'sayim b'faresier. Strange Losh. Im hoyo bi-yodei keach le-hor gom b'sayim b'faresier. What does it mean? Im yeish bi-yodei. So it means what Teisa says in Avodah Zarah, that Meridin means only if Yad Yisrael Tkivo. Ki Geim Bizman Abayis, and that's the washing of the Mechaber in Yerodei also. Bizman Abayis, Hoyomut Al-Ogon. What does it mean, Hoyomut Al-Ogon? In other words, if there is a Tzer HaShom, in other words, only when there is a Tzer HaShom. So, Im Yesh B'yodei Keach Le-Ogon B'Sayim Fahesirik. So what does it mean, Im Yesh B'yodei Keach Le-Ogon B'Sayim Fahesirik? If he doesn't have Keach, he doesn't have Keach. That's not a din. So it means, when is there a heter of Meridim Lemailim to mete out drastic measures against Mafsidei HaTzibur, Minim and Mosrim, only when they have issues from the Malchus? So, in the Middle Ages, so the Jews in certain communities in Spain, and even in France and in Germany, during the Middle Ages, certain times, the Bezdin Shel Yisrael was given the right by the Malchus to carry out capital punishment, to be done with the Poshis. So against whom did they carry out capital punishment? Against Muslim, against Mishimodim, those who are minimum Muslim. So only when it's Yesh B'yodei Keach Lehogon B'Sayim Fahesi. Otherwise not. What kind of a din is it? Now, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, in connection with the Rish Galusa, K'nitanya, lo yoso shevet mi Yehuda o ilo roshigon yeshe biboba, sharedim es Yisrael b'shevet. So in other words, that the Rish Galusa has a keach to use force. Whom does the Rish Galusa represent? The Rish Galusa is the manik. It's mikim lochim, namely, means he represents the tzibo. It's like Zion to Rehiyah. The Rish Galusa is like Zion to Rehiyah. So the Gemara says, "Liyosa shevet Yehuda ilo roshigon yeshe biboba, sharedim es Yisrael b'shevet." So Rashi says, "Sharedim es Yisrael b'shevet, sheyesh lehem keach u'rishus meismal chipas, meismal chipas." So in other words, so why do they have rishus to use force? Because Melach Poras granted them a license. The question is, I mean, of what significance is the fact that Melach Porras granted them a license? Now, we see that the chinuch, now the halacha is that Sanhedrin is neig bein boras bein chutz loretz, as long, and it can be done nefoshes also in chutz loretz, as long as the bez nagodu functions in the lishkes agozis, then Sanhedrin can be done nefoshes in chutz loretz. So the chinuch, when he mentions this halacha, he says, uvilvache yeshlem rishus kinamalkus. What is the chinuch telling us? I mean, he's telling us that we have to be careful, we shouldn't provoke the malchus, that everybody knows. The chinuch doesn't have to tell us. So it's a din. In other words, Bezdin has a keach to use force. Bezdin has a keach to use force. Why does Bezdin have a keach to use force? Because Bezdin represents the tzibur. It's really the keach tzibur. So Bezdin has the keach of bedin to use force only if b'mtzias they can use force. So if the malchus granted them rishus to be done in the forces, then they have rishus to be merim yad. Even so they can be done in the forces. Mashein kei, if the malchus doesn't give them rishus, but they just can grab someone and secretly be done, they could do it when no one sees, when a policeman doesn't see. So they could do it. So since b'mitzias they cannot enforce it, so al p'din they have no issues to be made yet. I mean, that is not shayach. That doesn't mean that if, let's say, the malchus forbids a father to use force against the child, or forbids a rabbi to use force, that al p'din he has no right to use force. Because that rishus is a rishus that is nimsa to yochid. So memele, if the rishus of kviyeh is mosul to a yochid, let's say, avamakes bnei, ravavidis talmidei, it's not the kiyah hatzibor, it's not kiyah bezd. So then, it doesn't have to be based upon the kiyah b'mtzies. Mashayim kein, when the rishus is a rishus that is mosul to bezd, to the tzibor, not to a yochid. So then, there is no rishus kviyeh. So Bezdin has no rishus kviyeh, has no keach kviyeh, if b'mtzias they cannot carry out the kviyeh. So this is the reason as to why. Now the aloche of Meridim Lemailin, so true, according to the Rambam, they are mufke of this Yirtzach. They are mufke of this Yirtzach. But still there is aloche that a yochid has no rishus. Only Bezdin, the Gdile Ador, those who represent the tzibur, the Tuvi Oiyah. So those who the tzibur has a keach to use drastic measures against the mitzari tzibur, those who are mafsi the tzibur, who are mitzari tzibur. So it's a rishus that is not mosul to yochid. It is a rishus that is mosul to the tzibur and to bezdin. So that's what Rashi says. The rishgulusim has keach bezdin. So memele if the melach poras. So had not given the rishgulusim rishus to be done, he wouldn't have the rishus to use force. But a father, even if the malchus doesn't give him rishus, that's not a keach kviyeh that is mosul to the tzibur to bezdin. That's a keach kviyeh that is mosul to the yochid. So that does not have to be based upon the practical possibility of enforcing it. When only the rishus that is mosul to tzibur and to bezdin is based upon the practical enforceability of the force of the kviyeh. So memele, if the melech poras had not given rishus to the rishgalusa to be done, so then we wouldn't have rishus to be ready to shame it. And nefoshech Sanhedrin can be done in nefoshech of Kutzloret. In other words, because Sanhedrin has a kiyach kviyeh, but it's a kiyach kviyeh that is mosul to bezdin. So memele, only if they have rishus from the malchus. This is what the Rambam means. When the Rambam means, because in the middle of the Zohar, we is Averis Lahachis, Avilocha Nevele, we love a Shatnes Lahachis, Hariz Apikeres, we should keep the material in the Vio, we war, for your mitzvah the Hergon, in Yesh Biode, Keach the Hergon, beside the Paris Eret. Teise says, Bismanch Yad Yisrael Kifo. So what is called Yazan? Yad Yisrael Kifo, in other words, if the Bezdin can do it, Leiniko, and no one will stop them, then it's Yad Yisrael Kifo. But if they cannot do it before Esye, Leiniko, So Mimele, so Bimtzias, they cannot carry out the force. If they cannot carry out the force, Bimtzias, so Al Pidin, they have no issues of using fear. What? Amir Yal Chavir and Nichoroshi. Not the love of Leisi, but the aloha of Amir Yal Chavir and Nichoroshi.
Is it not the sign?
What? No, he means, in Yesh, we only can live with Al Yerik. In other words, he mentioned an example.
What was the
punishment
by Sanhedrin
for
if in Eretz Israel
was
decided?
No, Beginning Lemailin did not require Sanhedrin. It required only Tzibur has to do it. And the Gdei Ador, so they are the best and they represent the Tzibur. So they are like Tuvi Eliyah. But it doesn't require any, it's not a Chiyuv Mise, like Dalet Mises Bezdin. So it doesn't make any difference. He just says in Yish B'yadei Kiyach Lirim Salvarez Heyerik as an example of Yad Yisrael Tkiv, of Yisrael Yisrael Tkiv. All right, so this is the pshat. This is the, so when Teisa says the Kashi, Teisa says the Kashi in Avedizor. So Teisa says as the Kashi, why wasn't it proper for Bishu Ben Levi to curse the Minim? So he says, the Vadai Bikish Lahari Bikolose, ומכל מוקים כמה בסורכה, שמע מנו להעביר אחרי, כאילו אוהיר לויטרים בשמיים, ולהניש מי שנרצים להניש, אף על פי שבזמן הבאי יסו ימות על הורגה ביודאים. Because, now it's inconceivable, that ביודאים it's מותר, and to curse them not, I mean that's inconceivable. He means, ביודאים it's מותר, by בזדן, only למידמיל סייב לצירך השור. אין לך נעמי, if there is a צירך השור, to get rid of meaning, through clawing. So in order to be matzal the cloud, then of course it's muter. But that wasn't such a situation. He was mitzayahim that mean Rabbi Shimon ben Levi with psukim. But it wasn't indispensable for the atzol of the cloud. So memele, even though they were mufke of v'siyotzoch, so still it was oser. Why was it oser? Because aneish latzadik loitei. So again, that's not based upon the iser of nosibam cholitzoyah. I mean, there is no Israel of Nosib Amcho Lisoyo, there's Kal Heresh in the Isim Ais Amcho. How could anyone be more in the Isim Ais Amcho than me? In the Isim Adiyah. But there is, just as there is a haloche, that Kolameirin Yad Al Chavere, without Rishus, is a Roshe. So there is also a haloche, Gamanish Latzadik Leitev. And the Morin Shabbos says, Ve'in Leitev El Ra. So that means, if somebody is manish, even through Klole, a person, so he's a chayt. Gamanish latzadik loitei. So that's why, except if there is a tzeir hashor. So under such circumstances, so it is muta. So this is what the Miri means. When the Miri says that he was a Mosag Neve, and still Rabbi Lazar told him the in categorical terms that he cannot master. Why? Because there was no tzeir hashor. And if there had been a tzeir hashor, So Marufe by himself couldn't make the decision. Marufe by himself. But it would require a decision by all the Chachmei Yisrael, not just by one, by Marufe. So Mimele, so even to be Meisahim, it is still awesome. Now let's see the case we see. So according to Rashi, Gneve was not a Moser. He was just malign Maruk. According to Meiri, Gneve was a Moser. Now the thesis. Vehuda Pirim Chlorim, before he passed his Vochim, Darshin on Dein Bin Yanachim, Rabbi Vayid Emare, Afo Fishi Hitu Ochalorim, Atodei. So that was here, so we Darshin the Posik, we explain the Posik, so that means that you should remain silent and inactive, and then the Rebbeinu Shalom himself will mete out retribution against your enemies. But in Zvochim, the Gemara darshens it differently. In other words, just as Ari remained silent and didn't complain against Ashvoche in face of the tragedy that overtook him, in the death of Nodav Abihu, so Dein Lad Hashem B'Yisrael Loch, Afal Pi Shehitu Loch Aloi, even though the Rebbeinu Shel Olam caused you such a tragedy, so you have to be mikabel, be'av, all the punishment. So, in other words, so the Gemara in Zvachim, Darshan said to me different. Hashkem v'harev aleihem. So, how is they to be understood in the sense of Hashkem v'harev aleihem? Do ishdeim k'mon dimdum echam. Avog avdi oba b'vokame, hameisa dini l'ashamayim, hu nele shechilo. Hu nele shechilo. Now, according to Teisves, he wasn't a Moser. So he's just a wicked person, you know. So the Gemara says, "Hamisa dina l'shamayim huna l'shtilo." If somebody was aggrieved by another person, and if he is mispalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish his tormentor, I mean his enemy. So then huna l'shtilo. In other words, because gamanish latzadik loitein, Roma hanem miladis leitin ebe'ah. So the Gemara says that that's only if there is a bezin. If there is a bezin, so where he could get help for bezin. So then he has no issues to be meiser din l'shamayim. But here, Rabbi Rukve was helpless. He couldn't get any help for bezin. So Mimele it was mud. Iname Hashkem aleihem libeisamedresh koma lasik betil. So we have two lashonos in Teisves. In other words, one lashon is that Rabbi Lozner gave the heter to Marukve to be mispalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish Gneiv, the enemy of Marukve. And the other pshat is no. He didn't give him a heta for that. He just told him that he should be mashkin with his hametresh every day, so mele the Rebbeinu Shalom will help. But to be mispal not, why to be mispal not? Because of an isaklole. If you are mispal like of his bog, that he should punish your enemy, so in other words, you are mikale. What does kole mean? What does kole mean? On the contrary, you are only chayim malkes if you curse Echad Yisrael, that can be Shem. But without Shem, it's also, but Malkus there isn't. So the full Yisrael of Klola is Dafke when you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should harm a certain person. That it's Klola. So it's that is also, even though he was Mitzayah and he wasn't such a wonderful person. So still, it's also. But the second question says, "Inam hashkim aleihem b'samedresh koma lasik betil." So it's mashma that according to the second question, it was not proper for Marukve to be mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should punish me. Now, what child is involved? Now we have to understand why the Teisves give another teretz. After all, the Gemara will come and do say, "Hanemile dis ledine ba'are." But if less ledine ba'are, if he's helpless, if he cannot get any help from Besdin by calling him the Besdin, so then it's muter. So why the Teisves give another teretz? That here he just advised him to be mashkin with hametresh, but not to be mispalel. Definitely, there is no doubt that Marukve had no other remedy, because he said to him, "Komitzar li tume, mumutzinu deikimbo." If he could call them to bezin, so why didn't he call them to bezin? So in other words, Gneiva was such a taki, and that he couldn't call him to bezin. He couldn't get any help by calling him to bezin. So why does Teisves give another Teretz? Now let's see the Gemara. Gemara Mavakam. Omar Rachon, Daftali Gimor Medal. Hamei Sadin al Chaveri Hu Nenesh Trim. Shenema Abatim Asorai El Avrom Chamosi Olech. So she was, Soro, who was Miseres Din, she had a grievance against Avrom. It's difficult to understand. But she had Soro had a grievance against Avrom. Against Avrom. So she was Miseres Din, Lakodish Bo. And she died before Avrom. She predeceased Avrom. Uchsi vayodi Avrom nispeik li Soro lech keizu. Vihane mile di isli dine vi'ah. So the Gemara says, in so many words, that only if Isli Dinebar. So the question is, well, how could she get help through Besdin? So Teisve says, Ubimei Soro hoyo Besdin shel Shem Kai. So that's why Soro was Nanish. So it's Gemara Mefareshes that if Isli Dinebar, if one could not get any help through Besdin, so then, it is muta to be meisavim. So why does Teisves give another teretz? Here he certainly couldn't get help for Besdin. So the answer is this. Soro was not chas v'sholem mikal l'Avrom. Did Soro curse Avrom? She says, chamosi olach. I have a grievance against you. I have a time. So, and she said it, that she was meisav the grievance before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it was an Iviyah, so she was Meisa the grievance. But she didn't, Chas v'sholem, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish Avrom Avinu, Chas v'sholem, I mean that's inconceivable. But she was Meisa din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this Meisiras din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not involve any Klola. So in such a case, Satesis in the second Lashon holds that where it's Lesli Dinebare, so then it's Mutter to submit a grievance before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, to submit a grievance before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Soro was a Nevi'ah, so she was able to submit a grievance before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, we're not Nevi'im. So the only way we can submit the grievance before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by being mispalot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish an enemy of ours. But Soro, she did not, Chas v'sholem, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish Avraham Avinu, Chas v'sholem. Chamosi olach, I have a grievance against you. And she submitted a grievance before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So memele, where there is no klole, then, lesli dine ba'are, so then it is muter. Masha'im came here, so he said, so according to the first pshat, Hashkin b'hare v'aleyen, means that you should every day in the morning and every day in the evening you should go to shul and be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should mete out retribution against Bnei. That involves chole. So when it involves chole, then it's also even if ikedineh, now. So obviously Teisves did not assume that Gneve was a Moser. If Gneve be the Moser, so he certainly, and so the love of Klole doesn't apply. So why? So Gneve, then there wouldn't be an Isa. But, according to Tisre, as Rashi says, all that Gneve did, he maligned it. The Chavi Muligavi, I mean, that you find today, I mean, all over. I mean, there are certain people who certainly don't consider themselves as Eine Isi Maisancho, and still they malign other people, and they are Mitzaya. So Memele, Teisves in one, the second Lashon says that it's also to be Mispalak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish them, because of an Isa of Klole. And in the first Lashon, Teisves says that it is Muter. So we have to know what is the Machlokes. Now, Monavishna. If Teisve says reference to someone who is an Enesi Maisamcho, so then why does the Teisve in the second Lashon say that it is also? And if Teisve has reference to someone who is not such a good person, he gives trouble to Maruk Veh, so he wasn't a good person. But so why the states this? In the first portion say that he can be mispalel Lakodesh Baruch Hu if less lady in Bahare, and what kind of heter is that? What difference does it make? Is lady in Bahare, less lady in Bahare, in regard to Kvole, Kvole is Kvole. So if there is no Issa Kvole, so it should be Osea, it should be Mutear even if he's lady in Bahare, and if the, it should be Osea even if he, so it should be Mutear even if he's lady in Bahare. And if there is no Issa Kvole, so indeed there is an Issa Kvole, so even if less lady in Bahare, it should be Osea. Now let's see in Gemara what it's here. Now the halacha is that if somebody gave mois for a certain chayfetz, for a commodity, and he wasn't meisheich, so he's able, he has a legal right to be chayzer. But if he is chayzer, he has to submit to a mishapar. That's the Mishnah Zohar. But he doesn't have a mal right, he's not allowed to do it. Shares his soil as Abu Abuchozer. So he's not allowed to do it. But he has a legal right. He can be kafir. So he has to submit to Mishapora. So Abaye says that when Bezdin says, Mishapora midira mabu midiran shiaflogo, who osi lipora mishemidibure, Bezdin doesn't curse him. But Bezdin just informs him, you should know we are playing with fire. Because there is a very serious einish. There is a very serious einish against those who are fraudulent. So that doesn't involve any calling. Robo ma melech letinale. That Bezdin curses the person who is chizir from the Mecca. So abayo ma ridui mitinale dechsi nosi bamcho nisoya. Robo ma melech letinale dechsi biamcho beisi maise amcho. So the Rif says Ushmaino meho Yichaydab nela Beisi maisi Yisrael. Why? So the Mechizv explains, because the Chziv shares Yisrael Yasu Avod Abachozor. And if a person is Eise Avlon, is Bidab Echozo, he is Chezer, so he's not an Eise Maizam. So according to the Rif, with being Chezer from the Mekach, even though he has a legal right to do it, he becomes an Eise Maizam. And the Eise of Kuala doesn't apply to him, according to the Rif. Teisves is Chelikam. So Teisves says, Beise Maizam Cho, lo mikre hai en Eise Maizam Cho, linyen shei huta likau lebchinom, kim likau leya la Mekach hazeh b'mishapot. So this is chelik amir. In other words, according to the Rif, so if a person is a name in Bidibure, he is already an Eneis in my son. And already an Eneis in my son. And, but according to Teisles, he doesn't become an Eneis in my son just because he's a name in Bidibure. What is an Eneis in my son if he's a Munda? If he's addicted to a certain Avere, who is able to that Avere all the time, then he's an Eneis in my son. But just because in him it be the bure, so he doesn't become an Eise Maizam. So why is Bezdin allowed to curse him? So he says, even though he is not an Eise Maizam to such an extent that it should be muter to be mikal in the chinom, but kim mikal lera mekach hazeh mishepora, then he is considered an Eise Maizam. So we see, according to Teisves, in the droshe of Vinosi Bamcho Lisoya Beise Maisa Amcho, there are two halachas. One halacha is that if someone is a Roshe, Mumer, who is addicted to certain avere, even if he's not lahaches, just like Tom. But he's always, he's addicted to that avere. And that Isa doesn't exist for him. So then he is my samcho. So even if somebody is mikal him bechinom, it's not a nice thing, because I'm ish latzadik leitei, but there is no love of the sikal cheresh, of nosim amcho isor. And then there is another aloche, that Besdin has a keach to curse a person for acting not like my samcho. But that is only a heter that is most of the best. So, in other words, so in the droshe of Vinosi Bamcho, the soya beise my samcho, there are two alochas implicit. One is if someone is in Mumea, so then everyone is allowed, I mean, not that he is allowed, it is still also on the score of the Anishra Sadiq Latif, so you see, you may mean it's also at first. But it doesn't come within the love, so there is no love. So there is no love in cursing him. And then, even if he is not a real enemy, my son, not a woman, but if he did something like in a imibidibure, so then Besdin has a right to curse. So Mimele, but only Besdin. Only Likala Lamekach, but not just like that. And only Besdin, not anybody else. So Mimele, according to Teis Veshite, there is a special aloche of Ine Isimai Samcho, even if he's not a Roshi. But he just, if he's an Ine Isimai Samcho to him, to a certain person, so Besdin has the right. So maybe the same right, the same heta that Besdin has, to be Mikal him ala Mekach. What does it mean? For the grievance, for the avle that he did to his Baldin. So Mimele, the Baldin himself also has that heta. If he cannot get help through Besdin, if he can get help through Besdin, so then only Besdin has the heta to resort to klole, for doing something that is not right, being chesam idibur. Masha'im came, if he cannot get through help through Besdin, so the same heta that Besdin has, he has, and he can even curse him, he can even be mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should punish the person. So that's the two Lashonos in Teisves. In other words, that the first Lashon in Teisves agrees with Teisves Shite in Azov. In other words, that even if someone is not a real Nisimai Samcha, but if he did an avle to a person, so Besdin has a heter to curse him for the avle ala mekach shechozavei. So Mele, if he cannot get help through Besdin, so Mele, the Baldin himself has the heter. So it's the heter of what they say, my son. All right. Now we have another sugi. Shom chole le marupe. Zimre menolom de osa. Sirte because of the altismach Yisroel el gil bam. So Rashi says, Zimra l'sheireh b'beis ha-mishtoiz. In other words, it's only osea b'beis ha-mishtoiz. But not b'beis ha-mishtoiz, it's not osea. V'mishlach l'mohoche b'shir l'yishti yayin yima ha-sheicho l'sheiso? Yima hi, if we just had a posik of b'shir l'yishti yayin yima ha-sheicho l'sheiso, hava min ha-min l'zimra l'monet, an instrument, a musical instrument. Aval de pume shores, singing is mutem. That even singing is osea. Now Teisa says, Zimre min olam de osea, pirish bekuntra v'sheir v'is ha-mishtoiz, v'chei mashma, v'likom avali shlach li mioche, v'ishir li yishti yai. V'basra di seitet nan, mishabotru sanedran, botlo botil shir v'is ha-mishtoiz, shenema v'ishir li yishti yai. V'rohu, להחמיר בחייצי דאהו בירושלם דאבקוים ודומר וזמרה שמסנית בייסר ושיר של מצווה שעורה. Now, so when is it also according to this verse? So either singing or music is only also בביס המשתויס. But שלוי ביס המשתויס, neither singing nor music is osa. But so why did he say to the Vishkaluse, why did he send to the Vishkaluse a message that he's not acting properly? Why da bekoy vidomer bezimre? Every day, every night when he retired, so the music played. And every time he got up, the music played. So, but it's not the Misamishtoyis. The answer is, what does Misamishtoyis mean? Misamishtoyis is typical of excessive joy. So, suppose there is excessive joy, not the Misamishtoyis, so it's also like Misamishtoyis. If somebody just plays music, and he doesn't do it constantly every time he goes to sleep and every time he gets up, so then it's not excessive. So in other words, Beis HaMishtoyis means something that is luxurious and excessive. But just music like that, if it's not excessive, so is muter. But Shir Shal Mitzvah, so is muter even Beis HaMishtoyis. Shorek im Shaschupe Sheisim Lisameya Chos Mikal. Now, that's Rashi Shite and Teise Shite. The Rambam is Chelik. The Rambam Perchim Nechestani Yoi Saloch Yudal V'chein Gozru Sholo Linagim B'chli Shia V'chol. So in other words, the Rambam mentions it as Avelis HaNechor. I mean, the Gemara doesn't say whether it's Osea as Aveles, Mitzad Aveles, Anachum, or a separate Issa. That the Gemara doesn't say. But the Rambam says that it's Osea, Mitzad Aveles, and the Chum. And the Chum. So the Rambam says, V'chei Aperikim L'chistayim Yisaloch Yedalet, V'chei Gozru Sholol Nagim L'chli Shir, V'chol Mini Zemer, V'chol Mashmi Kil Shol Shir, Osel Ismei Alehen, V'yosel Ishemon, מפני החור, ואפילו שירו בפה על היין עשור, שנאמר בשיר לא ישתי יין. הכל יתרה של תסרס, so בין זמר בפה, בין ניגון בכלי שיר, is only עושה ביס המשטויס. הכל יתרה רמב״ם, זמר בפה is only עושה ביס המשטויס. But ניגון בכלי שיר is עושה as a virus, and the חור even שלום בביס המשטויס. רמב״ם מסחד. וכבונו אגו כל ישראל, אימא, דברי תשבוכס, או שיר של ידויס, לקהיל וחייץ, בן על יין. אם ביס המשטויס, let's see, חסני. So if it is a שיר של מצווה, so then it's מותר even בביס המשטויס. Now. Now the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, in Tov Kuv Samech, Siv Gimur, he paskens like the Rambam. V'chim gozru shalol inagin v'chli shir, v'chol mini zemeh, v'chol mashmi kil shol shir l'ismei alei. V'yosol ishimu m'ni achu, v'afim shir b'peh la yayin, asur, שנאמר בשיר לאיש יין, וכבונו אגו כל ישראל, לאימא דברי תשבוכס ושיר של ידועס וזכר חזק לשבוכו על היין. Now, so this is the Mechaber, but the Ramor, he paskens like Tesis, ויש אלה, דווקא מי שרוגל להם, כגי המלוכים, שאין לי משייך לי בכלי שיר, אבל אוי לי בסמיש לי, but otherwise it's מותר, even בכלי שיר. In other words, the Mechaber paskens like the Rambam, and the Ramor paskens like thesis. And then the Ramo also mentions that it's called everybody. V'chein yitzirach mitzvah kikin b'ischosen v'kale hakel shom. Anyway, but the Rambam says that this isa, whether it's an isa dafke b'mishte or even shaloi b'samishte is because of aveles anachol. Now there is a gemara in Seite. The Gemara says, "Dach pemches amid aleph." Omer Rabune, "Zimre di nagde udaf kesho." Di gardoy yose. Zimre di nagde meishchi svine is bechever. The song that is resorted to by the sailors, so that is muta.